The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. You guys are kind of matching a little bit today. Okay, cute.
We're vibing.
Cute.
Yeah. Where's yours?
I'm in my work uniform, my black hoodie.
You're right.
What do you mean?
I wore a green shirt today because yesterday I forgot to wear a green shirt on St. Patrick's Day.
Great
although
timing.
I did put on one later last night for my kids' Little League game. I put on a green shirt. Yesterday, Jess was wearing a cornflower color shirt, and I remarked that that shirt's cornflower because we had a little debate when we signed on yesterday about whether or not her shirt was blue or purple. It was cornflower. And
it
she's
was.
Like, it's not cornflower. And then she looked at the color cornflower, and it was an exact match. And she still tried to say, my shirt's not cornflower. It was an exact match.
I can't
match.
Believe you know what cornflower
right, I'm
is.
I'm more shocked that you know what that even is.
I have a wealth of useless knowledge just bouncing around in
Apparently.
My head, and I was shocked that I was correct about that one also, but yes, that shirt was cornflower.
All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. Tiffany from Clayton. Hope everybody survived St. Patrick's Day. I'm listening to the Wild Thoughts podcast, and I think maybe Jess had a little too many green beers or Guinnesses. That Howie Mandel commercial played 3 times in the first 2 minutes. But it's all good. Happy Hope Day.
Happy Hope Day. Can I field that question
sure.
or that
yes.
Comment? And Jess, you feel free to weigh in. Because there are a few people that are having trouble with our podcast lately. We recently switched like our publishing platform or whatever. And it's affecting a small number of users that have iPhones, that use Apple Podcasts. And they are aware of the bug, but if the podcasts aren't showing up for you, first of all, I'm going to talk about Tiffany and Clayton's same ad playing a couple times. But if our regular show podcast isn't popping up for you, maybe unsubscribe, resubscribe, refresh the app, whatever. But it is affecting. Apple is aware of the issue. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they have fixed it yet because I've gotten a lot of messages from people like, "No, but the podcasts don't post; they're not there." Well, they're there for most people, but some of you Apple users, they're not. So there's that.
Yeah.
Now. To the Wild Thoughts podcast. We do those on Tuesdays. I go listen to yesterday's. And if you missed the one the week before, you're going to need to start there because it's sort of almost like a two-part mm-hmm. investigative series that we launched and they're both very, very funny. Here's, let me pull back the curtain here to answer the Tiffany and Clayton's issue. We don't get to pick the commercials that play.
Yeah.
In the podcast, nor is everybody likely getting the same commercials. Tiffany and Clayton, Howie Mandel might be targeting you. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Whoa, creepy. Get a restraining order.
You know, just like you get different ads on social media and stuff like that. When you're listening right. to podcasts, you could be getting totally different ads. And so that's out of our control.
But Jess doesn't control it. Yeah.
If the same ad is played multiple times, that's completely out of our control.
Right.
But again, go back and listen to the Wild Thoughts podcast.
Yes.
And if you're having trouble getting the JV Show, our regular podcast not posting for you, that's because you use an iPhone.
The best phones, by the way.
Just, apparently not.
Just refresh.
Just update the app. No big deal. You got it. It'll be totally fine. Why am I talking to this really high voice?
Hello. It's me, Magic Matt.
All right. Coming up next on the JV Show, our cool or not list.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So I don't know if you guys have heard, but a lot of events honoring civil rights icon Cesar Chavez are being called off. They're being postponed across the Bay Area as organizations try to figure out what to make of these new sexual misconduct allegations made against the late Cesar Chavez. Details of these allegations are expected to be published next month in the New York Times. Right now, we don't really have a whole lot of information.
I have a feeling there's something to them because a lot of people are pretty upset about this. All right, the World Baseball Classic finale last night, and unfortunately, just like they did back in 2023, Team USA came up just short. They lost to Venezuela 3-2 after giving up a tie-breaking double in the top of the ninth inning. U.S. heavily favored in this matchup and throughout the entire tournament, and they looked pretty pissed off as many of the players immediately removed the silver medals they were given in the post-game ceremony. Oh, well, there's always 2029.
The heat wave continues with highs in the mid-80s to low 90s, and it's not the last of it, you guys. It will continue through Friday, 8 p.m. That's when the heat advisory will come to an end, and after that, temperatures should drop back into the high 70s to low 80s.
Dude, the heat. My God, the heat. You guys remember last spring and summer? We didn't have a heat wave the entire year.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gemini besties!
Hey!
Okay, today's going to be a 7. Your wallet is begging you to chill with the online shopping. Empty your cart, close that tab. That emotional wall you've built up is protecting you a little too well, and you are missing out on connections. It's time to let someone in. Your creative ideas for this new assignment are fire. Don't hold back. Someone important is listening. And Selena, if I may really quick.
Yes.
Taurus bestie Vince slid into my DMs and said yesterday's horoscope that said something like you're going to develop feelings for someone totally different than your usual type was 100% accurate for
Whoa!
Him. But he also went on to complain that we never do Taurus horoscopes. And to I'd like to say all the horoscopes in order.
Thank you.
Look at a calendar and tell you the next date that I will be doing a Taurus horoscope. We do them all evenly.
Wow. Do you happen to know who's tomorrow is?
Whatever comes after Taurus will be tomorrow. Okay. I don't have the calendar in front of me.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Don't forget, coming up at 7:05, we kick off our What the Bleep game. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. And it's really fun to play. If you've never played at that time, might want to stick around a little longer this morning to play with us.
Yep.
Right now, though, it's our Cool or Not list. It's something that we do every Wednesday morning. Graham, would you like to kick it off?
I would. Because I had a little situation this morning on my ride into work. Cool or not, this excuse I used when a guy asked me for gas money for his car. Look, I'm at the gas station. It is right after 4 o'clock in the morning. It's early, very dark out. And a guy comes up to me and asks me for money. If I can
I pause you right? Can I just stop you right there?
Sure.
You see a guy coming up to you. It's dark. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What are like red flags going off? Because if I'm approached at that early and I'm by myself and it's like middle of the night for most people, I'm freaking out.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a little off-putting for sure. Like it's a little uncomfortable. And so the guy comes over and like, look, he's nice about it, but he's like, hey, can you, I need some gas for my car. Now, granted, the only way for me to do that at that time, because there's no, the gas station is only open, you know, the pumps are open, but there's nobody inside working there. So like, I would have to go over and swipe my card, you know, to pay for his gas would be the only way to do it. But I just looked at him and his car, which was pretty nice, by the way. And then I looked back at my car and I was like, bro. And I gave him like the, you're asking me for gas money? Like your car is 20 years newer than mine and probably costs, I don't know, 4 or 5 times as much. Like I gave him the like, and I was like, dude, sorry. Like, do you see my car? Like, and then I looked back over at his car. And that was sort of the excuse I gave. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Did he turn around and give you money then?
I was hoping he would, but he apparently didn't have any. So I want to know, cool or not, using that as an excuse. Because look, I would, you know, in my defense, it's weird getting, it'd be one thing if it was broad daylight, but we're the only people at the gas station at that point. It's dark and it was a little sketchy.
Yeah. I think your excuse, cool, because it's very valid. Yeah. Like, bro, if anyone needs money, it's me. Look at my car. So I think cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would just say cool.
But what about like if I don't know. I just feel weird about approaching a random stranger. And I don't know. Was that a weird situation? Like, did you ask, like, I don't know. A random stranger at the gas station would be the last person I ask.
Like, I feel bad. I want to help people out where I can. And had I, like, been like, oh, here, you know, give you a couple. I didn't have any cash on me, and I usually have cash on me. But even then, I was thinking, what would be the point of that? Because
it's not enough.
You can't put cash into these machines. There's no way to pay for your gas right now with cash. And then, but also, look at my car. And my car's just filthy right now. It's so,
I love it.
It's so dirty. It's so beat up looking right now. I mean, it always is because it's 25 years old. But I was like, dude, just you're look at that. And then but he had not much, like a pretty nice car.
I wonder what was going on.
I don't know.
I mean, we've all been there, forget our wallet. But again, like, I'm not asking a stranger. I'm texting Graham, like, hey, can you send me $10? Like, do you know what I'm like? I'm not approaching a stranger. I don't know. That part is just a little weird to me. But I think your excuse is very cool.
Thank you.
Graham, you have an Alexa, right? Do you have any Alexas? Or you have Google?
No, yeah, we have a Google.
Dang it. Okay, well, cool or not, Alexa's new sassy mode. I don't have any Alexa speakers either, but I've been hearing a lot about this sassy mode. And people think not cool because you can turn this specific mode on and Alexa It's just how it sounds. It gets a whole lot sassier.
Ooh.
She like roasts you after everything you say. Yeah, very snarky, throwing a few cuss words here and there. They say you have to be 18. Or they want you to be 18 to use this because of the cursing that Alexa will do. But a lot of people are like, I didn't buy this to get roasted.
Yeah. I'm out. Not cool.
I think cool.
I think it's kind of funny. I think cool.
I want to give it a try. One, but I wish they had a version for kids because my kids run to the Google and ask it all kinds of just ridiculously
you want to roast your kids?
Stupid stuff. So I would like to remind it because if the kids ask me something and it's some ridiculous question or something and I'm like, oh, I don't really know. They immediately, you know who does know? Google.
Google
and
knows.
And then they run over and then they'll ask
Google's
it.
Smarter than you, Dad.
Yes. And they'll run over and I would like it to roast them. And,
minus
the cuss words, yeah. But also remind them that's a stupid question. You know what I mean? Roast them a little bit. People love this stuff. There's all these restaurants, you know, there's a couple restaurant chains where they roast you and they're rude to you and stuff like that.
Oh my God, I love those places.
Why do people like being treated badly?
Have you ever been to one of those restaurants?
I haven't. I would want to experience
it. It is so fun.
The Wiener Circle in Chicago is the same sort of thing. The hot dog stand, they just rip you. They just roast you. People love it.
God, what is the one I went to? I have no idea. I went to one in Seattle. I don't remember the name of it.
Hmm.
But I know there's more than one location. I don't know. I have to look it up. But Jess, would you like to throw anything in here really
quick? Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool or not, the homemade sourdough, that's the latest scent from Bath & Body Works.
I'm here
would
for
you ever-
it.
What? Really?
That sounds like it smells good.
I do. I mean, everybody likes the smell of a fresh baked loaf of bread.
Yes.
But do I want to be the guy walking around? People think I drive a bread delivery truck.
Maybe not you as a
not
man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But for a candle. For a candle and for your home.
I think cool.
Oh, for a candle, yeah. I thought you were talking about as a cologne or a deodorant.
No, a candle. A candle I'm here for, I guess. Depending on like
what about a body spray? You love
no.
your body spray.
Yeah, you
Bath
love,
and Body
yeah.
Works.
That's right.
I do love my
Those
body
are your
spray.
Your signature scents.
No, yeah,
for a candle. Yeah,
for
I'm
a
going
candle,
cool.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Okay, for a candle.
Cuddle up on your couch and you're baking some sourdough bread. Only you're not because it's a candle.
Starving all the time though.
I know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Wednesday, happy hoop day.
Oh, no, it's hoop day.
I have a question for you guys. What kind of person are you? Mystery package shows up at your door.
Ooh.
Ooh. Has a QR code.
Mystery package or mystery package?
Yeah.
Yeah, all
right. Is it long and slender or like bigger and like kind of a girthier one?
All sizes, really.
Oh, well, yeah. That would depend. That would factor into me.
Okay. If not a mystery package.
Ooh. Okay.
No, a mystery package.
Oh.
Like a box.
Like a box.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. If one of those shows up to your door, there's a QR code. Are you opening it and are you scanning the QR code?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, then you're getting scammed, you guys.
Dang
this-
it!
This is a trick. This is a test, and you failed because you're supposed to say no.
Dang it. Wait, we can't open it?
Well, the FBI says that this is most likely a trap, and they're seeing this happen more and more often. So mystery packages, they're showing up to people's doorsteps.
Where is this happening?
And how am I being scammed? Explain the scam to me.
So the thing is,
joke's on you. I opened the package.
You open the package, that's probably fine. If you scan the QR code, though, chances are that's where you're getting scammed. That's where they might be trying to take your credit card information, Right. So they are, when you scan the
You don't have that stuff saved on your phone?
I do, but scanning a QR code does not automatically transmit all your personal data.
But a lot of the times what they're putting on the QR code is a site, like a phishing site, and it'll lead directly to something that could trick you.
For like bass or sturgeon? Like what kind of fish? Rainbow trout?
No.
Like I love fishing. Fly fishing?
You know those fishing sites where you click it and it's like, you're getting scammed.
Yes.
Yeah. So
they don't tell you you're getting scammed.
Well, they do.
That would blow the cover on the scam.
Right. They only do that here at work when they're trying to test us.
Yeah,
on
those
that.
Are the fake ones.
Yeah, but it leads to a phishing site where they're trying to steal your banking credentials, your passwords, or even install like some sort of virus on your phone.
Right, but you got to submit to the. You're basically falling for whatever site it brings you to. Like, oh,
I feel like they know
receive
most,
your free gift.
They
here,
know most people would.
So because they'll try to trick you into putting your information to be like, oh, like here's how you can figure out who sent you this package. And then it looks like your typical, whether it's like, you know, Macy's or some sort of retailer. And so you put in your information, not thinking anything of it. Next thing you know, You're being scammed. Your identity stolen.
I am not that stupid.
What's in the box, though?
That's what I think it's.
She said it was fishing gear.
No, it's not. It's not. I think it really ranges because there are, and we've talked about this before, because there are companies that will also send you things to create fake reviews, like on Amazon and stuff.
Yeah, so that used to happen to us all the time.
Yeah, so you could get something random, and it could be just from someone trying to fake a review. Or it could be something
more
trying to get
sinister.
To scam.
Yeah, we got like 20 or 30 packages from Amazon that we did not order of like the most random junk.
Anything that you used?
No. It was all just super, super low priced garbage.
Dang it. Like what?
I don't know. They're just like random things and some of it made no sense at all. Like it was not usable things or items or they were like little parts or whatever, you know?
What?
It was just all just junk and they just kept arriving.
See, why doesn't that happen?
Maybe you had to keep every single one and then put it all together at the end.
It was a puzzle. We like stopped opening them because it was just like, this is stupid. You know, like we had just a pile.
Nothing like that ever happened to me.
I know.
It was not, trust me, it was more annoying than exciting because there was nothing usable. It was all garbage.
But I like little trinkets like that.
It was not little. You're picturing like actual little fun things that you're getting out of a gumball machine. It was not any of that stuff. It was literally random pieces of junk.
Oh.
It was like worthless stuff.
So did you leave a review?
No, but that means somebody was leaving a review on my behalf, I think.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Or they can write that it was a verified purchase or whatever, that like they've satisfied this many orders or whatever. I don't understand how that scam works.
They're basically creating a fake account and a positive review just using your address.
Yeah.
And they have proof to show for that the message was sent out.
It was delivered. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is crazy that that's even a thing that they can do. Like, why? How do they have access to my address?
Also a good... Yeah, that is a good question. The dark web, obviously.
Yeah. Duh. Maybe you had a lawsuit on your hands.
Really quick, going back to something we were talking about in the last break, can you recap what happened to you at the gas station this morning?
Okay, so I was getting gas, and this is very earlier in the morning. It's about a little after 4 o'clock this morning, and a guy came up to me, and he was parked at another... pump, and he wasn't pumping gas. He came up to me and he's like, can I get some money for gas? And I said, dude, because he was driving a much nicer car than me, and I just kind of looked at my car and I was like, sorry bro, like, do you see my car? And then he took that as a valid excuse and he left me alone.
Good morning, JV show. This is I from Hayward. Happy hump day.
Hump day!
Graham, geez, tough times out here. Give the man some money for gas. Just kidding. I would probably have done the same. I am glad it was just, he was kind about it, actually. And you did not get attacked or anything at 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's scary.
It was a little sketchy. It wasn't the right forum to approach somebody to ask them for gas money. Also, because had I had cash on me, he couldn't have used that to buy gas right then because the actual gas station part was closed.
Right.
Only the pumps were open. You need a credit card.
The whole thing is very weird to me. The whole thing very sketch. And I feel like he's done this before. He was so comfortable like approaching you. Like he's done this before and just used everyone else to pay for his gas, I feel.
Hey, JV show. This is Dan from Pacifica. Yeah, Graham, you basically saved your butt. Like, yes, that was okay. That was incredibly shady, and yeah, you're lucky that that dude didn't do anything crazy. So yeah, use up those excuses, and next time, just get in your car at that time in the dark, okay, man? Have a good day. Love the show.
Well, Graham ain't scared. That's one thing about Graham. Yeah. He ain't scared.
And my tank was virtually empty, so I didn't have another option to make it to the gas station. I needed gas then. Does number of neck tattoos factor into this thing?
Because
this guy had a lot of them. Is that a factor? Because you can't really judge a book by its cover, but like...
But we're judging.
No, I'm asking if you were
judging. That was Jess. Jess is judging.
Yeah.
Well, I'm judging anyone at that time.
True.
Yeah. 4 in the morning, I see a little girl with a pink dress. I'm judging.
I've seen this horror movie before.
Yeah, I know
how this goes.
So, did the neck tattoos, play a factor in you being a little scared or not scared, Graham?
I mean, look, I just thought, I asked, this whole thing came up because I asked cool or not the excuse I used to like look and show him that my car was way more busted and old than his nicer new car. And so I should be the one asking him for gas money. And the excuse worked.
The excuse was cool.
Yeah.
Valid. Very valid.
Yeah, the neck tattoo scared me a little bit. And it was blowing at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I take it back. Graham is scared, apparently.
I wasn't scared.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Graton Resort and Casino. Looking for more than a job? Graton Resort and Casino's career fair today, March 18th at 10 a.m. Apply now at GratonCareers.com.
All right. The world wants to know, is Zendaya actually married to Tom Holland? There's been a lot of talk of this for weeks now. I don't know if you guys saw her last night at the premiere of her new movie, The Drama. Mm-hmm. This was in L.A. You can check out a photo of her at JB Morning Show. Everybody's talking about how she seems to be wearing a wedding ring, right? This looks like a wedding ring, right? Yeah. It's got the big rock. It's got the band. Like,
it straight up looks like it.
It looks like what it is. She's still not speaking on it, though. They obviously asked her on the red carpet. She wouldn't give any information. Earlier this week, she was on, what talk show was it? Jimmy Kimmel. He asked her about it. She would not, you know, give any information. Yes, Jess?
Could it be that she's wearing the ring? Because I see that one of the posters for The Drama, like, the woman has a ring on there, which is Zendaya, right? But, like, her character, maybe it has something to do with her character. That's why she keeps wearing it.
Possibly, but
keep wearing it.
But it's like, what person in Hollywood shows up to the premiere of their movie as their character? Like, they're at their
Ariana Grande,
except for her. Okay,
well,
fine.
Yeah,
I'll
get stuck
give her
and that one guy
Austin
that played,
Butler.
Austin
okay,
Butler
fine.
Played
Elvis. They got the accent stuck. Okay, fine. There's a couple names. I don't think Zendaya is that.
Right.
I will say that. I mean, look at the gown she's wearing. Mm-hmm. Isn't it giving wedding vibes?
It's giving wedding vibes.
Apparently, this is the same white Vivian Westwood gown that she wore to the 2015 Oscars. Like, why rewear that dress if you don't want to give off wedding vibes? Now with the ring and everyone asking you if you're married, come on.
Maybe because the movie's name is The Drama. And she knows this will cause up a stir. I don't know. That's
it's definitely giving wedding vibes.
Thank you.
Not diarrhea vibes like yesterday's
show. Yeah. Do you see the ring?
Go back
come
and podcast if you missed yesterday's show.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, if you're heading out of town for spring break or a summer trip, you might want to check with your local police department if they offer this service. The Danville Police Department reminding residents, if you're going away, they offer a free service where they'll check in on your house periodically while you're away to make sure there's no signs of a break-in, just to give you a little peace of mind. You have to sign up for the service ahead of time. You got to fill out a form, some questions, your departure and return dates, emergency contact, whether you're leaving cars in the driveway, whether you're leaving lights on or they're on a timer, stuff like that, so they could, you know, determine if there is a break-in happening or a break-in that's happened. Danville is one of several cities in the Bay Area that apparently offer these free vacation home checks. Santa Rosa, Sausalito, Concord, Lafayette, Piedmont, Fremont, San Mateo, the list goes on. And there's quite a few that offer it. I think this is a pretty cool service. I had no idea about it, but listen to this.
Okay.
What if the officer that shows up to your house is actually the burglar dressed as a police officer and he winks at your kid while flashing his gold tooth? And then next thing you know, you're on your flight to Paris when it's not just the garage door you forgot to close, but also one of your kids you forgot at home. And then the burglars come back that night. Your kid has to fight them off with nothing more than some broken Christmas ornaments, swinging paint cans, a blowtorch, and a tarantula.
That sounds oddly familiar.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it sounds like a movie plot. Someone should turn that into a movie.
Right? I mean, think about that, because, like,
I'm so happy I finally saw Home Alone for the first time.
How do you know you're getting an actual officer there and he's, like, just like...
That's a great idea. For any burglars that are listening right now, oh, my God, come on. We just set it up for you. Yeah,
yes.
Go check on the homes.
We're offering a free service where we're checking on the homes while you're away on vacation. And how long are the McAllisters going to be gone for?
I don't remember.
That's on you to figure out. I have no idea.
I can't remember.
But anyways, burglars, you're welcome. We're Wild 94.9, number one hit music station for burglars.
Was that the plot from Home Alone? I forget. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, who remembers that movie? All right, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we kick off our What the Bleep game, we've been talking all morning about what happened to Graham at a gas station this morning.
A guy popped out of nowhere, 4 a.m., asking me to fill up his car with gas, and I declined because I was like, bro, look at my car, and then look at your car. He was driving a much nicer car than me. I mean, that's not saying much, but it was a much nicer car than me. He accepted the excuse.
What up, JV Show? This is Melvin from Pismo Beach. Happy Hump Day!
Hump Day!
Listen, Graham, I think you missed out on a great opportunity. This guy could have been an influencer, and he was going to give you a blessing of $10,000 if you just given the guy some gas. You never know who people are. You should have given him a chance, creepy or not. Even though you told him you were living just off plastic, you still could have blessed this guy. It would have been the right thing to do. Happy Hump Day!
Hump Day! You mean at 4 a.m. in the dark,
I should have
walked over, swiped my credit card, entered my zip code, and let this guy fill up his car with gas. Meanwhile, he's got a knife in my back and taking my kidney out, and I wake up in a bathtub, and my kidney's being sold on eBay. Like, no way. Are you kidding me?
Well, they would definitely not sell them on eBay.
Oh, well, whatever. On the dark web somewhere. Like,
Is nobody else feeling, like, what in the entitlement here? Like, he's an adult. You know, going to work or whatever. Like, I wouldn't put that on somebody else. Now, when you see somebody who's unhoused and they want food, absolutely give. It's food. Give them what you can so they can go buy a meal or get some water or something. But this is somebody who
needs
gas. I get it. It's tough for everyone, including the person who you're asking.
Right? Also, have you seen what a tank of gas costs right now? Thank you, War in Iran. Hello. It's up like $1 a gallon right now.
Maybe he just needed a little bit of help, you guys.
I get it, but I...
could happen to all of us.
The odds of me getting robbed and murdered are a lot higher than this guy being an influencer that's going to bless me with $10,000. Like, that ain't happening. He wasn't recording the interaction, right. So that's how I know.
I do watch those videos all the time, though, and I'm like, wow, what would I do if someone came up to me and was like, hey, can you help me out with this?
You know how it's easy to make a lot of those videos? They're fake! You don't actually have
I don't think they're all fake.
I don't think they're all fake, but you know how it's easy to make videos where you're giving away a big stack of money? They're fake!
Yeah, but...
it's a lot cheaper because then you can put the money back in your pocket and make another video later.
I still wish it happened to me. That'd be cool.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we would say no and probably not help them out in the first place.
Dang it. No, I'm sorry, bro. Have you seen my car? Look at your car. It's nicer.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure. When my wife and I were looking at the sales guy recommended we go big, black, and extra veiny. And we did. And we love it.
Wow. Good for you guys. Lucky you.
Lucky us. All right. Think about what that was a good one. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG, please.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Oh, yes, Hump Day.
So with the bleep game here, where we are trying to give you this JV Show chug mug, you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
When my wife and I were looking at the sales guy recommended we go big, black, mm-hmm. and extra veiny. And we did. And we love it.
Good choice,
Graham. You're happy with your selection.
Very satisfied.
Let's go to your guesses. Remember, you sickos, this is a family show.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jackie from Pittsburgh. And I think the bleeped out word is shrimp.
Wait, what?
You ever eaten a black veiny shrimp before?
No.
I have not, and I don't like it. I don't want a veiny one either.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Edith from San Jose, and my guess is tile.
Ooh. That's a good guess.
That's a great guess.
Tile, yeah.
This is Marty out of Hollister. My guess for the bleep out word is granite. For your house when you were remodeling. Thank you. You guys are great. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Granite.
That's a very popular guess this morning.
I would have never guessed that. All right. If you think you know what that word is, you have a guess you want to leave, do it now on the iHeartRadio app. Just hit that red talkback mic button right there. Leave that guess. And we're going to play more talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our about the bleep game where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, and hopefully you can be winning this JV show, Shuggy Muggy. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
When my wife and I were looking at the sales guy recommended we go big, black, and extra veiny. And we did. And we love it.
You're sick, Graham.
Well,
good for you guys.
Wouldn't you?
Good for you guys. Yeah, I think I'd do the same.
I knew it.
Jess?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ariel from Antioch, and my guess is wood.
Like to build your house?
Oh.
Wood to build your house.
Wood. Big Black Feeny, wood to build the house.
Does wood have veins?
It does. It's wood's porous, you know. It's for a tree. Okay. The water's got to circulate throughout the tree. But
never built a house.
Yeah, I've never used big black veiny wood to build things.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Hannah from San Francisco. My guess for the bleeped out word is oysters. Have a great hump day.
Hump day!
Oysters!
Dude, if I order the oysters and they come out black and veiny, dude, I'm out. I don't think they might have been back there sitting unrefrigerated for a little too long. Don't eat those ones.
Good morning. Happy hump day. This is Erica from Dublin, and my guess is mattress. Have a good day.
A big black veiny mattress?
Mattress. Lena, you ever slept on one of those?
No.
Oh, me?
I don't think so.
No. I mean, neither. It sounds a little uncomfortable, to be honest with you. I don't know if I could fit.
Good morning, guys. It's Kat Otto from the Cat, and my guess for the bleeped out word is countertops.
There it is. Countertops. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
When my wife and I were looking at countertops, the sales guy recommended we go big, black, and extra veiny. And we did, and we love it. I think our island, our kitchen island is made out of some kind of quartzite or something. It's a stone, but yeah, it's black and has like a lot of veining in it and stuff like that. And it looks really, really super.
Love it. You have like the nicest
super
kitchen.
Cool. Well, thank you, Selena.
Belongs in a magazine.
I appreciate that.
You built it all yourself.
I built it myself. I like that. All right. We have a lot of shout outs to give, although none as important as the very first one that's going to our buddy Kat Owen on the Creek.
What's up,
Kat? What's up? Brand new JB Show Chug Mug coming her way. She dropped the correct answer, countertops, and she had it first this morning, so she's going to win. All right. Here are the people that we'd love to shout out because a lot of other people came with the correct answer, and they weren't as fast as Kat. Oh, this morning, Alex and Benita. Alicia had it, so did Grace in San Bruno. Mylene in Danville, Joanna in Manteca had it, so did Christine in San Bruno. Leah in San Francisco had it, so did... Does this just say Rock?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, Rock in Martinez. What's up, Rock? What's up? Yadira in Daly City had it, so did Adriana in San Jose. Joe in Livermore. Joe, what's up? I hope you have a great hope day. Kim and Tracy had it, so did our buddy Julie in Valley Springs. Layla and Tracy had it, so did Melanie in San Jose. Owen and Jessica in Gilroy. You know they got it right. They always get it right. Michelle in South San Francisco had it. Now, a lot of people said just countertop, not plural. You want to shout them out, too. We love them, too. Ryan in San Jose had that one. So did Adriana in Hayward. Anne in Alameda had that. So did Jenny in San Leandro. The Cookies in San Francisco had that. So did our buddy Emily in Vallejo. And Jess, I'm assuming there's some more last-minute guesses that came in. Who else would you
couple
like to
more,
shout out?
Mireya that from Tracy, Albert in Hayward, and Ashley in Berkeley.
What's up, you guys?
Nice.
Thank you so much for playing along with the game this morning. And just thinking good thoughts about a big black veiny one. Countertops,
obviously.
Of course. Yep. If you didn't win the Chug Mug, we should play again tomorrow, right?
We will play again tomorrow. Same time, 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, this is Ashley from Berkeley. I want to have you time check the answer that you played. Because I said countertops and submitted that, like, before you were even finished reading the sentence the very first time. So I am calling for a recheck. Thank you.
Okay.
Do we do rechecks here on the JV Show? But I guess we could look into it. She's saying she's the rightful winner this morning in our What the Bleep game. Let's do a time check. Let's see. And you know what? She's right. She did submit a talkback very, very early in the game. She was one of the first ones. Let's listen to it.
Hey, this is Ashley from Berkeley. My guess is counters, you know, like kitchen counters when you're redoing your home. Thank you.
Counters.
She said counters, but clearly the word was countertops.
Countertops.
Dang. So, Ashley,
you were close.
We have officially submitted your request to the recheck department, and they've responded with...
Oh,
son of a wrong word. word.
Try again tomorrow, 7:05.
Okay, yay. I got another chug mug. I was kind of waiting for the new version, you know, like, I don't know, 2028 or whenever you guys finally get a new one. But I'll take this one if you guys sign it, please. I thought it was too easy. You know, Graham knows I love home renovation. And also, that reminds me, Graham, when are we going to get to see your new house? Like, I want a tour of your kitchen or, like, pieces of your house, please.
Are you going to invite her over, Graham?
No, but maybe I should post some. I feel like I've posted a few. I need to post some more. I need to post some videos and things.
Yes, get in your content creator era, Graham.
Yeah, you're right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Danny.
Danny, how's your morning going so far?
It's going great, guys. Good morning, JV Show.
Good morning.
Nice. Glad to hear you're having a great day so far. Trying to make it even better here. You're on to play the Yup Nope game. Jess, what is he going to play for?
We have two tickets for Quinn on the line.
All right, so here's how it works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct. And if you can do that, you're going to be getting these sold-out tickets, okay?
Sounds good.
Here we go. Question number one. A League of Their Own is a classic sports movie about women playing what sports?
Baseball.
Yep.
You ever seen that, Selena?
Nope.
Seriously, Jess, have you ever seen A League of Their Own?
I might have, probably.
It's like, I know what it is, but I don't really care to watch it.
What? Women supporting women. Women supporting
women. I just don't
love
like
to see
I don't
it.
Like old movies.
Love to see it. Women supporting women. I love it. All right, question number two. What type of creature is the mascot for UC Santa Cruz?
Type of creature. Creature. All right, let's see. So UC Santa Cruz near the beach. I'm gonna take a guess at this, guys. An otter?
Nope.
That's a really good guess, given that it is Santa Cruz, but they are actually the banana slugs. Mm-hmm. More specifically, the Pacific banana something slug. Banana slugs. So go slugs!
Go
slugs.
Ever kiss a banana slug, Graham?
Is that like code for a gal that's not very attractive or no, an actual banana slug?
An actual banana slug.
No, I haven't. Have you?
No, gross.
Okay.
But it makes you numb. Like it'll like immediately like numb you. It's weird. Here's question number three. Finish the title of this classic 1954 novel, Lord of the Blank.
1954 novel, mm-hmm. Lord of the... Well, what comes to mind is Lord of the Rings, obviously, the movie, but it's a novel. Lord of the... another guess, guys. I'm so sorry. Lord of the Night?
Nope.
Flies. Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. You ever read that?
Okay. No, I've never read it, Graham.
Selena?
No. I had to read it in school.
Yeah, I had to read that one in school as well. Jess?
I don't think so. It doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. All right, question number four. Let's finish strong. At 20,310 feet, Mount McKinley is the tallest mountain on what continent?
Mount McKinley. Tallest mountain on McKinley. Jeez, you guys. Damn, usually I crush this. I'm usually crushing it.
That's what they all say.
It always happens. I always hear it on the radio, too. Everybody's like, I crush it, and it's, you know...
Do you know the answer? Because you're deflecting.
Just any continent.
okay, so Mount McKinley continent. Let's go with... Africa.
No, Mount McKinley... is in Alaska, also called Mount Denali. I don't know. They changed the names back and forth.
Weird.
North America is the answer we were looking for.
North America.
North America.
At least you named a continent. I feel like some people wouldn't even be able to do that.
That's right.
Right.
Danny, thanks for playing.
At least I didn't get I'm sorry?
I said thanks for playing. Yeah, at least you didn't get holy horrible trivia.
Absolutely.
And
thank you guys.
Didn't cheat.
Yes, thank you so much
for
playing. Honestly, we appreciate you.
Right,
but don't
Thanks
hang up. Don't hang up, Danny. I'm gonna put you on hold really quick. Hang on there, Graham. We have some shout outs.
Yeah, a couple DM slides right here. First one, hi Graham. I want to shout out my mom Ethel, whose birthday is today. Hope you can greet her on your show. We love
Go
you, mom.
Ethel.
That's from Ellie, Asher, and Dad. Yeah, happy birthday, mom.
I'm a mommy.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's true. Special shout out to my now 7-year-old daughter, Sophia Sanchez. She's an excellent student, a kind child, and is beautiful beyond words. I'm so grateful to God for being your mom. Your sister, dad, and mom love you to the moon and back, and we hope you have a beautiful day. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Sophia.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, JV Show. We have got to wish Maverick, my last Mohican, and Mic Drop the best 5th birthday ever. Mav, you are the sweetest and kindest boy. Keep showing the world your Black boy joy. We love you so much from Mama, Isaiah, Kendall, and Damien.
Happy
birthday, Maverick. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fuck?
And one final one here. Dad in your DMs. Dad in your DMs. Welcome in for a birthday shout out. Happy birthday to our awesome Jane, who is turning the big 10 today. Love Mom, Dad, Abby, Katie, and Miles. Yes. Happy, happy birthday, Jane. I hope you have a great day. Keep this in mind, though, as you go about your birthday today.
Who gives a fart?
That's a really good point. Next, I'm going to catch everyone up to speed on what's going on with Taylor Frankie Paul from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Oh. There's so much drama. Plus, she was on GMA this morning. It's all next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, let's get to all of the Mormon Wives drama with Taylor Frankie Paul because, oh my goodness, just to catch anyone up to speed who may have missed this earlier this week as we've been covering this here and there. About 2.5 weeks ago, production for Secret Lives of Mormon Wives stopped. It's been put on ice. They were almost done shooting season 5, only a few weeks left to film. All of that came to a screeching halt because of abuse allegations with their very own Taylor Frankie Paul. And if you don't know, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is it's a show on Hulu. There's claims that Taylor Frankie Paul got into multiple physical fights with her baby daddy. His name is Dakota. And some of these fights even happened in front of their, I don't know if it's one child or multiple children that witnessed these fights. So that led to the cast asking for cameras to stop rolling because they want her, Taylor Frankie Paul, to like go somewhere, get help. You have issues. And they felt like production was like witnessing all of this abuse and just sweeping it all under the rug and not like stepping in to do anything. So they actually asked for cameras to stop rolling. Apparently, and again, I have not watched the show. I just hear about it from our very own Jess.
Yeah.
This toxic behavior is nothing new to this couple.
Yeah.
There's a screenshot of Dakota. This is the baby daddy of his call log going viral. There was a time where she called him 150 times in one night. Back to back.
Oh,
and this toxic behavior was like normal for them.
Yeah. Oh my God. How did people
this
live like
this?
This
is the kind of relationship they were in.
Mm-hmm.
And now that all of these allegations are coming to light, I mean, the timing couldn't be any worse because Taylor is also the Bachelorette.
That's, I think, the biggest headline of this entire thing. And that's shocking to me because ABC, Wholesome Family Entertainment.
Wholesome Family Show.
Middle America loves The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. How did they not? They do an extreme vetting process on all the other candidates. They knew that these skeletons were there in the closet, right?
They're saying they were completely blindsided by these allegations. And they've even hired a crisis PR manager to like figure out how to deal with this moving forward. As of now, The Bachelorette premiere is still on for Sunday.
See, and
ABC.
A lot of people are calling for them to just
scrap
get rid of the whole thing, specifically because they're saying, like, how are we going to watch the show knowing that at the end, no matter who Taylor picks, she goes back to her ex?
Oh, like, the timeline of
You know, the timeline, like, just get rid of it.
I kind of agree because that does sort of spoil the entire thing because you're watching The Bachelorette hoping she finds her happy forever after and all this stuff, and you know that's couldn't be further from the truth
given these new events.
But from ABC side of it, I think you're gonna get more eyeballs on it because nobody's really been talking about The Bachelor or The Bachelorette in a long time. Everyone's moved on to Love Island and Love is Blind and you name all those other shows.
Age of Attraction.
People have been on those.
Is Love Age? We don't know.
But people have been talking about those shows way more. So like this is gonna get you more eyeballs, but should given the nature of the allegations plus what Jess just mentioned, which is sort of like spoiling the whole thing.
Right.
Shouldn't that factor in? You just scrap it?
It should.
So.
And why, if these allegations are true, like why give her the platform?
Yeah. Right. 150 calls. I haven't made 150. I bet if you totaled up all the calls I made in the last 3 years, it wouldn't be 150.
Really?
Who do I call?
Who has that time? Like, that just sounds stressful.
That's just hitting dial again.
With the Bachelorette premiere right around the corner, Taylor Frankie Paul was on GMA this morning. Now, she was supposed to be doing press for the Bachelorette, but they asked her if she wanted to say anything about all of the recent headlines.
First, I want to give you the opportunity to respond to recent headlines about the alleged domestic violence incident with your ex-boyfriend. What do you want to share with us about this?
Honestly, it's been a heavy time to see the headlines, especially during this time of The Bachelorette being released, and it's supposed to be a really exciting time. I'm a person that will always speak my truth, and I'm, you know, that's what I'm known for, and so when the time is right, I will be. But right now, just trying to be in the present moment and focus on this.
So they did a good job of, like, prepping her, like, hey, they're probably going to bring this up. Here's how you dodge that question.
Yeah.
In this next clip,
truth. Wait, are we still saying that? I will always speak my truth. How about you just tell the truth instead of my truth?
We did reach out to Dakota, and we did not get a response from him.
If you have time to go back and find that clip and watch it, as soon as she says Dakota's name, the look in Taylor's face, she was spooked. Like, scared that they did talk to him and that he was going to, like, expose her or something. She looks so scared. Now, as you heard in that little clip right there, they did not reach him, and he didn't respond.
Right.
But in this next clip, she asked about the production pause.
Now we have reports that The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives has paused production on the next season. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
I don't call the shots with production. So as of now, I have gotten word that it also has been paused, but I do not call those shots. So as far as I know, it was, but I don't know for how long.
But just say yes.
The question was, well, I don't call those shots, but she asked you, is it paused?
I don't call the shots, but as far as I know,
it also, tell me. That doesn't really make sense, because isn't she one of the executive producers of the show? So wouldn't you be able to call certain shots?
Yeah, she is.
She's an executive producer as well as being on the show?
Apparently she is. Whoa. And I don't know if it was this same interview or which interview she gave, but she even kind of mentioned, like, oh yeah, they kind of randomly, like, told me that I was an executive producer. I didn't know for a long time. That kind of sounds like a lie. Yeah. How are you
not
gonna
know?
That
was in this interview. She's like, I still don't really know what that fully means, but yeah, I'm executive producer.
Like,
what? And then to not know that production is paused?
By the way, the fallout is, we'll see how ABC decides to handle this moving forward with, you know, The Bachelor premiering on Sunday. But Cinnabon, they did a joint collaboration with Mormon Wives and Bachelorette just a few days ago, and they announced they're pulling the plug.
Ooh.
We're talking about the cinnamon rolls?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But they're still going to sell cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. No, they're still good. Yeah, okay. Delicious. Love that place.
So good.
But they're no longer going to be working with those shows because
Taylor Frankie Paul Michael ones.
Right.
That have her face on them.
What? Who's Michael?
I don't know. She has a whole bunch of
I know. She's got a whole bunch of names. That's why her Taylor name always kind of confused me. All right. Next in the JV show, something new happening with Amazon.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hope Day.
Hi, it's Hope Day.
We were just talking about Taylor Frankie Paul from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives facing some pretty serious allegations that she was involved in multiple physical fights with her ex. The timing, again, could not be any worse because she's supposed to be on The Bachelorette, which premieres on Sunday.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Joanna from Manteca. I have never watched The Bachelorette, but I'm definitely going to be watching since Taylor's going to be on it. Have a great day.
There you go. So people are interested in her. And I think ABC is going to get more eyeballs on this Bachelorette than they probably have in the past several seasons, because nobody's been talking about it. And all of a sudden, everybody's talking about Taylor, Frankie, Stevie,
When's
Michael,
the last
Paul,
time
Jason.
Anyone cared about the Bachelorette? I couldn't give you.
No
one.
One's given a fart in a
Rachel
while.
Rachel Lindsay?
Who's that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was like 10 years ago. Yeah.
I know.
Hey, JV Show. The only time I've ever made 150 calls is to this station to try to win those Disney tickets. Man, does it get stressful to make that many calls. All right. Thanks, guys.
That's a good point. We were bringing that up because one of the allegations or one of the things they showed was that she had called her ex 150 times in one single day. Are people, like, I just left that talk back, that have definitely made that many calls trying to win Disneyland tickets on this show.
Right. We'll give that a pass.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay.
And hopefully some Disneyland tickets. I heard a rumor coming.
A rumor.
Upcoming sometime soon. So stay tuned for that.
Didn't hear it from us, though.
Right.
Good morning, JV Show. So I have a question.
Are you guys thinking this is everyone's letting this slide because she is a woman? How would this have been if it was switched and it was a man doing all this stuff? I feel like everything, this cancel culture, he would have been done. The show would have been done. Same kind of stuff going on with Love is Blind. Spoiler alert. I feel like they're letting these women get a pass. It's not okay.
Wait, spoiler alert?
Wait, what happened on Love is Blind?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I haven't heard.
Dang it.
The season ended already.
Okay, but as for Taylor, Frankie, Paul, I mean...
Michael, Jason, Steve.
Yeah, you're 100% right. If this was a guy, a man, facing these same allegations, there is no way ABC would be going on with this new season of The Bachelor.
And we see it happen a lot with athletes where it hasn't even been, like, you know... It hasn't gone to court. Nothing has happened, but just because of the allegations, like, they will make them stop playing.
Yeah, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but that's not the way things work anymore. And I guess, I mean, that is a good point. A good point that if this was a guy, I think it would be handled differently, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's no way they would.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Let that show still run.
Let's get to this new thing that Amazon is doing.
Yes, listen to this, you guys. You will soon be able to get some of your Amazon packages in 1 hour or even 3 hour delivery options.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
They are rolling
How
this
much
out.
Is this going to cost? Hold on.
I know that's what everybody probably is wondering about. So first things first, this is a little disappointing. This is not available anywhere in the Bay right now.
Oh, my God.
But will be soon.
Will be soon. So here's my question to you guys. Do you have Prime?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so this will be a little cheaper for you guys with Prime and me with Prime.
But hold on. Does anyone not have Prime?
There's a lot of people out there.
Oh, I haven't met anybody.
Really?
That doesn't.
But it makes me mad that if you already have Prime, you're still going to have delivery fees for the one hour delivery, which will be $9.99, and then $4.99 for a 3 hour delivery. I think Prime, if you're a Prime member, it should already be included in your membership.
But a 1 hour? I mean, that's you hit and go and the thing being at your doorstep. Like, is it drone delivery? Like,
no.
There's Bay Area traffic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the fact that that gets there in 1 hour and I got to pay $10, I assume if I need something within the next hour, it's rather urgent. And
so basically,
I'll take the $9.99.
They're getting in on the DoorDash game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it seems like. So now, if you don't have Prime, you would have to pay $20. Basically, for a one-hour delivery $14.99 for a three-hour delivery.
Just get Prime, people.
So it is still, like, an advantage of having Prime. But you know what? Sometimes I feel like, is Prime even worth it with certain things? I feel like it used to be to where you would get, like, a 2 days for sure. And now sometimes it's not really 2 days.
But it's still most things. So Prime is worth it to me. I don't know. You guys, I quit DoorDash, and I have been doing great not using DoorDash.
How long are you clean and sober?
I think maybe I used it, like, once over the holidays. I think I told you about that.
Okay.
One little slip up. Okay, that doesn't...
But
one
still,
cold night
not,
doesn't make a
that's
winter.
That's not bad versus, like, old me using it every single day. Sometimes more
multiple
than one.
Multiple times a day.
Right,
I remember when we told up your annual spending on there, and that made my jaw hit the floor.
So this is, like, a big thing for me, and I refuse to allow Amazon to now suck me into the very same thing.
But I think they will.
Yeah, they will.
No.
They will suck. I don't know. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but, I mean, Jess, you're saying Prime's not worth it. I feel like the majority of the things I order now, it's like, do you want this delivered overnight? You know, to me, that's like the same as not even 1 day. The thing, I ordered it in the afternoon. It's there sitting on my porch at 3 a.m. I don't know why I need it at 3 a.m., but,
because it's included, it's free. So
and I feel bad for that driver, but I'm like, okay, I guess I would like to wake up to a big package.
Okay, What kind of person are you, though? You know when it gives you that option of, like, deliver them all and deliver them fast or deliver them one by one and, you know, help the environment?
I like to lump them together.
I lump them together,
too. If possible. But every now and again, that one thing you want, if you need it quicker or whatever.
Right.
I know, but it just tells you you have to spend a $25 minimum. So then I'm, like, buying other things that I don't really need just to get that overnight shipping.
So they're already sucking you in.
Yeah. Oh, dang it. I'm getting sucked.
Yeah, you're you've been sucked.
This is not great news.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yeah, it was me again. Bueno, by special, like I see. Yeah. It is currently available in the Bay. I did it this morning, and I was able to do it for an hour, but I didn't do it for an hour. They gave me that option,
But I did it for, it's like, I think 1 hour, if I recall correctly, like three, and then changed the times. Like, I didn't want to do 1 hour, so I did between like 5 and 6 p.m. No, yeah, between 5 and 6 p.m. So they did give me that option though, but I did not choose that option because it cost like $10.
Okay, so Amazon offering something new. You can get your deliveries within a one-hour window or a three-hour window. And it's already here.
Well, Jess said it wasn't here.
Just lied.
Every article that I looked at did not list any Bay Area cities. So they lied to me.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nikki from Daly City. I'm listening in on you guys talking about the new Amazon thing that they're rolling out. I actually went to place an order over the weekend from Amazon, and that I had that option to pay $10 to have it delivered in an hour. So I don't know if certain parts of the Bay Area are getting it or not, but I did see that on my Amazon Prime account.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
I think we need to work on our fact-checking department, which is Jess, because, like, remember when she's like, the Hello Kitty Labubu collab doesn't come out till the... And then people are like, no, that already came out. And there was something else recently, and
there
then
was
now...
the Trader Joe's tote bags.
Why
were they out over the weekend?
That
was a mess, because I had said, rumor is... that they were going to come out the 17th, which they did to some locations.
I don't know. So just given your track record.
We may need to reorg in our fact-checking department.
Gosh, dang it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Tinder doing something new?
Yeah, in order to foster more genuine dating connections, Tinder leaning further into AI. Make that make sense. They have a new feature. So, new feature.
Alert.
Alert. They have a new AI-enabled feature where you can basically give Tinder access to every picture in your camera roll. And what AI is going to do is it's going to comb through there and it's going to figure out your vibe. It's basically going to learn all it can from you based on all those pictures. And then this feature, by the way, is called Photo Insights. And then it can make suggestions about which pictures it thinks you should include there in your Tinder profile. It's even going to help you write your profile based on some of the insights that it is drawing from those pictures. And it's going to basically curate recommendations that they say cut through the dating fatigue, and it's going to help you match with other people that probably go with your vibe. Oh. What do you guys think AI would learn your vibe is if it took a look at your entire camera roll? And obviously a lot of people concerned about, like, well, now I'm just giving AI access to all this,
to
all
everything.
My pictures and stuff. Like, some people have some privacy concerns about that, among other things. But Selena, if AI scrolled through every picture and looked at every picture in your camera roll, what kind of vibe do you think it would?
I don't know what it would come back and say, but I don't think it would be like an accurate reading of who I am.
Why not?
Because it's like, I don't have a ton of pictures of myself, for one. It's like pictures of everybody else, my kids, a lot of like meme screenshots or like screenshots of like celebrities. So they would think I'm just like this weird, like celebrity obsessed, I don't know, kid loving.
What kid loving? What the Epstein Island are you talking about?
It's not like that. Oh. But I don't think it would be like a very accurate reading of me.
Okay. Mm. Don't you think some of that stuff is an accurate piece of you, though? I mean, you are interested in celebrity
deepens. And you are a mom.
I am, right. But it's not like me doing activities. Like, here I am hiking and, like, playing this sport. Like, it's like...
It's because you don't do those things.
I know that I don't,
but it is accurate.
So it's, you don't go hiking or play sports. So right now, it is accurate.
I guess. Yeah. But it's not. But that's not saying much about me.
Selena would be the one to try. She was on Tinder to try to fool it. She's like, I'm going to take a bunch of pictures of me pretending like I'm outside walking. Like, no, we know you don't walk in the outdoors. Jess, if AI, again, Tinder has a new feature called Photo Insights, where you can basically give AI access to every picture in your camera roll, and then it's going to make certain recommendations of who you should date and figure out all this stuff, but it's basing it all on the vibe of your pictures. What kind of vibe do you think you would get from looking at your camera roll, Jess?
I think definitely...
She is furiously scrolling through her camera roll right now.
I'm trying
now.
To see what vibe I give off. And it's like,
this chick loves cats and taking videos of fireworks shows on 4th of July.
Concert
if you're interested, she seems desperate.
It's giving grandma... with like a hint of baddie, maybe. Because I do have cute pictures of myself in there.
Okay, grandma baddie.
Grandma baddie, okay. Yeah. I think that's what it mainly gives.
That's the vibe?
That's better than mine. I'm not even in my camera roll. Yeah. I'm like, well, Graham?
I think I'm giving construction zaddy vibes.
Oh, okay. Like, you know? Is it you building or is it just like pictures of what you've built?
Yeah, that's a good point. So it may think that I'm big into home design or something like that.
Right.
But there's some pictures of me that, yeah, there aren't as many pictures of me,
I guess.
See, that's a problem. But I also, pictures that my wife has sent me and stuff there, I guess, if you're given access to all the pictures on your phone from messages and whatever and all the downloads, then there's going to be, then I'm back to giving construction zaddy vibes.
How many selfies would you say you probably have in your camera
roll? Less than two.
That's
oh my God.
How many do you have?
Probably
I
thousands.
I don't know, but more than two, not thousands
probably
for me.
Thousands. Jeez. I feel like I'd have
less
to...
less than two like your lifetime selfie count, you think?
I mean, I've had to, here for work, take a selfie before of some certain things or like...
But you've never like...
for like an ad campaign.
Like sent a selfie? Like to take like hey wife, here's a selfie of me. Like
no.
Oh.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
I bet... I mean, I've scrolled several months right now. I have not seen one selfie. Yeah, it's a lot of pictures of my kids, so it would be very like, this guy's, you know, a dad and like likes his kid and
whoa. In the Epstein?
Epstein Island are you talking about? Loves his kids, dad vibes, you guys. Dad building vibes.
Okay.
Is this new feature, is it rolled out now? Like, this is available on Tinder?
I don't want to pull a Jess and say something's available when it's not actually
Jess,
available.
Because she is already Jess. Jess, is it available now?
It's available now.
Okay.
I think it is.
She's going to go Google that right now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Oh, yeah, it's Hump Day.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Jess is running back in here. Hi, Jess.
Hey.
What? Is happening? No. Yeah, did you wash
inside
your hands?
Jess's stomach? No, I was talking
with our winner of Outside Lens too.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right. What happened with Punch?
You guys, Punch the monkey. Now, people are majorly swooning. Punch, if you don't know, he was the little abandoned monkey in Japan. And he went viral because the zookeepers there gave him a little orangutan stuffy to carry around, and he just bonded with it because none of the other monkeys wanted to bond with him. And it was
right.
So
he
cute.
Was abandoned by his own mom.
Yep.
And then shunned by the other monkeys in the enclosure.
Yep.
And then everyone just fell in love with Punch. He was the cutest little thing.
Here is your big update, because we had seen some hopeful signs that he was starting to be accepted by some of the other monkeys. He was kind of palling around with one of the older monkeys, and like that seemed to be sort of a promising sign that he was developing some relationships in there. Well, move over that monkey, because he's found a new monkey, a 5-year-old macaque named Momo Chan. The two were seen chasing each other in recent videos, embracing and even kissing, you guys.
Oh, wait, he has a girlfriend?
Now, this has sent the internet into a bit of a frenzy, because look, Punch is only 7 months old and this other monkey is, you know, 5 years old.
And an older woman.
Right. And so a lot of people super excited for Punch.
Okay.
Other people a bit jealous. They're like, look, I'm out here, I can't even get a girlfriend, and Punch already has a girlfriend.
He's only been on this planet 7 months.
Now, they say that these monkeys don't reach sort of the mature age where they would be interested in this sort of thing till they're like 3 or 4 years old. So they think that maybe this is sort of a big sister, like friend vibe, like he's friend zone right now. But I saw the picture of them kissing, and you guys.
Jess just showed me a video.
He had his eyes closed and everything.
And they're like really going for it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, kiss your family members like that.
Well, Graham, did you ever do this with your sister?
Yeah, just for practice, like for what it'd be like in the real world. I have a twin sister. Like, you know, it's just like convenient practice for what
right.
is.
Right. And I guess if they're like your the twin, scene. It's kind of like kissing yourself. So it's,
right.
Yeah, it really just cancels out.
We share the majority of the same DNA. So like, there's nothing weird about that. Like, you guys are practicing on your hand or something when you were in middle school. Like, it's the same thing for me on my sister. But you guys, pretty good news for little Punch. Again, a lot of people jealous. Like, I'm out here with no girlfriend and Punch already got one. But this is exciting, I think, and it warmed my heart to see Punch out there thriving and just slaying the older ladies.
Yeah.
I saw maybe like last week a picture of Punch, and he had already outgrown his stuffy. Like, he's just growing up.
God. He's growing up before eyes. They said the stuffy is still there. He still plays with it sometimes, but it's not center stage. I mean, he's got He's got eyes on Momo Chan.
He's got a girlfriend. He's moved on.
Yeah, Momo Chan.
I know.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Graton Resort and Casino. Looking for more than a job? Graton Resort and Casino's career fair happening today, March 18th.
Today.
At 10 a.m.
Yes.
All right, I need
apply now at greatandcareers.com.
Sorry, yes, go there first. And then when you're done doing that, checking out all the career opportunities, then go to our Instagram.
I need you to check out this Kevin Hart wax figure. It's on our Instagram story.
This is
at Hollywood Wax Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I think maybe a fan or somebody posted this. Kevin reposted it this week. Bro, this wax figure is not Kevin Hart. I don't know who, they think that is.
Wait, that looks like
who?
This is going to drive me nuts. It looks like somebody he's an NFL commentator. Oh. I got to think about this.
I don't know.
It looks exactly like him.
Really? Well, whoever it is, that is not Kevin Hart. I don't know who made this and what they were on, but this is not. It looks nothing like him. So if you have a chance, please go check
it
out.
Like him.
JV Morning Show on Instagram. It's so funny. You know, Dwayne Johnson, Kevin and Dwayne have a really funny relationship and they're besties. So Dwayne was like, I don't know. It's spot on. Like, it's perfect. They hit it. That's what you look like.
I like that.
All right. I don't know what is going on with the reality TV girlies crashing out. We talked about Taylor, Frankie, Paul inside the last trending. Mm-hmm. Now we have to talk about Hoda from Love Island.
Yep.
A judge just granted Hoda's boyfriend. If you don't know, she's dating this other reality TV star. His name is Louis Russell. He was on Netflix's Too Hot to Handle and then a bunch of other shows after that. So they're together. Louis has an ex-girlfriend named Nicole. They have a son together. So it's that ex-girlfriend who was just granted a restraining order against Hoda, claiming that Hoda showed up to her apartment building last month, broke into the building, like forced her way inside, and then started making a bunch of terrifying and, quote, extremely mentally unstable threats against herself and her daughter, but also against Nicole and Louis's son.
This is the I'm a mommy lady?
Yes.
I'm a mommy.
Now, the ex, Nicole, claims that Hoda has been harassing her on social media, and so now she's, like, fearing for her and her son's safety.
And the alleged text messages, wow.
I haven't seen the text messages. What do they say? Are there screenshots?
There are screenshots of supposedly what Hoda said to Louis, kind of saying like, hey, like, you're driving me crazy. Like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm outside her house. I'm taking an Uber right now. Like, detailing everything that she's doing. Allegedly.
So one mommy's threatening another mommy.
Yeah.
I'm a mommy.
So it's not looking good right now. Again, these text messages are alleged, so we do not know. But then again, if the restraining order was granted, they must have had some sort of information and proof to grant that, right?
You like, would they think don't there has to be proof. Now, sources close to her are claiming that she's never talked to the ex. She's never even met the son or been able to, like, speak to. I mean, I think he's a baby, but she's never been able to even go near them because Nicole, the ex, is, like, insanely jealous of Hoda and Louis's relationship. And so, like, she's never even had the opportunity to be around their son or her. She also posted this on Instagram. She said, I'm aware of what's being said and it's not true. I'm handling everything the right way by letting legal take care of it. I appreciate everyone who continues to support me. But, and I didn't watch a lot of Love Island, but didn't people kind of think she was a little psycho?
Yeah, I would believe it if these text messages and everything were true based off of how she was on the show. It was
I'm a
just,
mommy.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's just a mommy.
She's just Mamacita. A mommy, but she's the crazy one.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. What is happening?
I don't know.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, we have another strike on our hands. This time it's Kaiser nurses and mental health therapists. They're walking off the job today for a one-day strike, so you may see them out on the picket lines. The strike was called by the National Union of Healthcare Workers, which represents about 2,400 mental health therapists across Northern California. They're walking out, and then the 23,000 Kaiser nurses, they said, hold my beer. They wanted to join the picket lines in a sympathy strike, so they walked out as well. The mental health workers upset over how some new technology is being used to screen patients who are calling in for mental health or substance abuse problems. Again, this is just a one-day strike, so it's going to be over today at 6 p.m. But if you see in front of any Kaiser facility, you see people out on the picket lines, that is what is going on. It's a one-day strike. Now, take a moment. say your goodbyes because another one bites the dust. Homewood becomes the latest Tahoe ski resort to close up shop early for the season. This abnormal heat wave that we are in is decimating the already thin snowpack in the Sierras. We talked about this on Monday, how Shasta Ski Park and Dodge Ridge called it quits this past weekend. Homewood originally planned to close this coming weekend with a big party and celebration, but instead they abruptly announced yesterday afternoon, that was it. We're done. We're closed. And because of the lower snow totals this year, they were only able to be open, I think, for less than 3 months. So pretty dismal ski season for them. This heat wave expected to last through at least Friday. Tomorrow might be the hottest day of them all. Downtown San Francisco forecasted to reach 87 degrees
tomorrow.
Are
you serious?
87 in downtown San Francisco? San Franciscans can't handle that. They'll melt.
Oh my God.
It's normally 55 here. So 87, yes, and nobody has air conditioning. So be prepared for everyone complaining on social media about that. Oakland likely to reach 92 tomorrow. And multiple temperature records have already been broken across Bay Area cities for this time of year. Again, I said this earlier, we didn't have any prolonged heat waves even last summer. This is March.
Last summer was the coldest summer that ever summered.
It was so mild. I rarely turned on my air conditioning and I've already had it running the last 2 days. So this is weird.
Global warming.
Graham, you should have built a pool at your house.
You know how much pools cost? I've looked
obviously
into it.
Obviously not.
They cost way too much money.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about how hot it's been this week, and I was like, Graham, why don't you have a swimming pool? You built your house. Why didn't you build yourself a pool?
Can't afford it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Louisa from Fairfield. So, Graham, I actually had a pool just built at my house in Fairfield, which is Napa adjacent, and we paid about $140,000 for something that was not super fancy. But just letting you know, yeah, it's a lot more than you would think. All right, have a good day.
Well, how much?
Can you go back to that sound at the end? Did she just fall into the pool filter? I think she might have been injured.
All right, have a good day.
Oh, she did. She fell into the pool filter and got ground up. Did you hear that? A non-fancy, nothing, no frills, a swimming pool,
$140,000.
Yeah, I built a house, and anyone that's ever done that knows that you have no money left at the end. You have actually negative money. There's not a chance in the world I can afford that, perhaps ever. And also, like, let me just ask this. If you had the choice, let's just say you had $140,000, swimming pool or, like, take your family on, like, a $8,000, $9,000 vacation, I don't know, for the next 17 years in a row.
Dang.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Do you know what I mean?
But I still want a pool really bad.
Yeah, but think about like how many times I'd be doing the math every time I swim in there. I'd be like, that swim just cost me $4,800. You know, like how many times are you going to swim in that thing over the lifetime?
Right. And who needs that when you can just go down to your local community hotel and just break into their
and just hop the fence and off the fence and use their pool. I do. I'd love to have a swimming pool.
We have
be
time
amazing.
For maybe like one cool or not. Graham, would you like to do the honors?
I would. What do you guys think, cool or not? This week, my wife, Kate, told me that the greatest gift I have ever given her is...
A spatula.
Any guesses?
A vacuum.
An ice maker.
Carbon
monoxide detector.
Well, they were combo smoke
the
and carbon monoxide.
You got her. That purse? You got her a purse one time.
I got a purse. I got her earrings one time. Mm. The best gift I ever got her. Jess was the closest. Remember those doorknobs? They were gold. She really liked those. The best gift I ever gave her, and Jess was the closest, the robot vacuum cleaner.
Really?
She said because it's given her the gift of time.
Oh, that's so nice.
Wait, how?
Because
she's not spending time vacuuming.
Kate likes a clean house. I mean, so do I. But Kate likes a clean... More likes to clean house more than I do. And we have a golden retriever, hair everywhere. And we have dark wood floors now in this new house. The sunlight catches it and it looks like the floor is wearing a fur coat. That her hair is everywhere. And so my wife was like constantly having to vacuum. And now I just send this Roomba thing. It's not a Roomba. It's the Shark or whatever. I got it from Costco. And that thing goes out and just handles it.
How often are you, or is it the kind that like empties itself out?
Uh-huh.
How often does it have to do that with all the dog hair?
It has to take a few trips back to the bin or whatever and be sucked out.
Oh.
And then it goes back out and keeps going. I'm telling you, this thing, although, look, I'm sure there's better models available or different companies that make them that are probably better, because this one goes off script sometimes. Because you can, like, pick the rooms you want it to do, uh-huh. and we just pick, like, the main areas. And sometimes, dude, you'll find it, like, stuck under a bed somewhere in a room that it wasn't even supposed to go to. So, like, it...
Gone rogue!
It goes rogue every now and again.
Can it pick up pizza rolls asking for a friend?
Those are probably too big. They get stuck in its suck hole.
Let my friends know.
But, yeah. But I'm telling you... Don't you guys feel, well, I feel, I'm going cool because I feel validated because you guys laugh and laugh when I get her these kinds of gifts. And she said it was the best gift I've ever gotten her.
Although I think it's cool, I still have to go not cool just to stick with my true self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured that much. Cool.
Thanks. Try again, Graham. Sorry.
All right.
As happy as it makes your wife makes. As happy as it makes your wife. I don't know why he added an extra word.
Makes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.